For Good Measure, an interview series celebrating diverse composers and other creative artists, sponsored by a grant from the California Arts Council. I'm Nanette McGinnis, Artistic Executive Director of Ensemble for These Times. In this week's episode, we continue our conversation with Darian Donovan Thomas, who we spoke to in December 2021. Could you tell us about your path to becoming a composer and musician?
Sure. Since I was a little kid, there was always music happening in the house. As I said before, my parents had a small label and my dad was a producer. Mm-hmm. And so I remember being in elementary school and hearing my dad mix on like his speakers right next door to my room. or having nights where I was in a studio probably way too late, but also like it really prepared me for an artist lifestyle. And then having to go to school the next day. So music was kind of just always there and art was always there. And I knew it would always be something I would do. And I tried a couple of different things. I was in choir for a while. I was in a gospel choir for a while. I was in ballet. And then finally in middle school, there was this weird loophole where if you like took a fine arts elective, you didn't have to take PE. And I was like, that's obviously what I'm going to do. And serendipitously at the same time, I was watching Red Violin with my mom. Like I had the course card in my hand and I was like, which elective is the violin in? And she was like, I think that's orchestra. I was like, great. And then I signed up and it kind of very serendipitously worked out. And then I don't know, I just like, once I had an instrument in my hands, I started improvising a lot and it kind of just never occurred to me that composing was something I couldn't do because my dad would do it all the time. You know, mm-hmm. I was like, oh yeah, you just like make a song. That's just the thing you can do. And I started doing it and I think I got super serious about music sometime in early high school when I discovered, I did a real deep dive on Tchaikovsky and got really obsessive and like learned all of it, learned like the reasons he wrote all his symphonies, learned about the violin concerto being gifted to one of his students that he was in love with, learned about Nadezhda von Meck, learned about the patrons, the conspiracy theories about his death, him seeing his mother die of cholera, like how sad that whole circle is, his queerness at that time. And also like him being a part of really creating the Russian sound by basically doing what the New Am people and what Angelica does of like integrating the pop music of his time, like folk music, into this classical scene and therefore creating the sound of Russia, right? Along with the other artists who were doing that at the time. And I was like, oh yeah, I think I want to be serious about this. Like researching this, being obsessed with this feels really natural. And so I want to do this. And then later on, as I was getting closer to college auditions and stuff, I realized there was a really brilliant violinist at my high school, Nancy Zhao, last name Z-H-O-U. She's amazing. She's still amazing. She's still performing with everyone. But by that time, junior year in high school, she had already performed with the Beijing Symphony Orchestra. She'd already soloed with lots of orchestras around the world, participated in the Sibelius competition, the Tchaikovsky competition, kind of intense. And I was like, okay, if that's my competition, I would much rather do composition instead, because I think I'm more willing to fight for composition than for violin. also, like, I could kind of tell, I was like, if I major in violin, like, I think I might end up hating the instrument. So I need to not do that to myself. And I think I could handle like people giving me really heavy critique on my writing and that making it better. Whereas I think I want to sound more like myself on violin instead. So did that, got into school, wrote way too much while I was in school and have kind of continued that where I still feel like I probably write too much and I'm always too busy. But at least now it's balanced out with touring with a lot of bands and stuff like that too.
Can you talk about your compositional process?
Yeah, totally. It kind of varies. I've noticed that, well, there's a couple things. I guess the recent years have really taught me how important, like, everything before the first note going down on paper is. I had a bit of a breakthrough maybe 2 years ago where I realized that I was really trying to merge the process of conceptualizing and writing, and that was ruinous for me. Because then you just end up at this place where, like, you no longer know what you're writing, and there's, like, all this technical stuff happening. I don't know. And it doesn't flow anymore. It's really forced. But if I take the time to really conceptualize something, like just stare at it in my head for months before even putting a note down, then it's much easier to write the piece because I already know what the piece is. All I have to do is document it. And then also the type of piece it becomes changes a lot depending on where I start. Like if I start from violin, the piece is going to sound a certain way versus if I start at piano versus if I start my violin plugged in to all my effects versus if I start just in Sibelius or just on paper. So knowing that those sounds are different and knowing that they're all available to me also becomes an important part of the process of like, so where should I start for this idea that I want to do? But once again, the idea needs to be fully formed and I need to have a concept of what the piece sounds like before putting it down, I think. It's not as useful to me unless I'm recording like an improvisation, in which case, because everything's like ATB, active time battle, then I can actually just press record and just do it. But if I'm notating something, that's very much not the way that I need to work.
That's fascinating. So basically, you're looking for the thread that you want to pull from the ball of string or yarn or whatever. And when you figure out which ball of yarn or string you want to have and where the thread is, you're ready to pull out the piece.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for listening to For Good Measure. And a special thank you to our guest, Darian Donovan Thomas, for joining us today. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to our podcast by clicking on the subscribe button and support us by sharing it with your friends, posting about it on social media, and leaving us a rating and a review. To learn more about E4TT, our concert season online and in the Bay Area, or to make a tax-deductible donation, please visit us at www.e4tt.org. This podcast is made possible in part by a grant from the California Arts Council and generous donors like you. For Good Measure is produced by Nanette McGinnis and Ensemble for These Times and designed by Brennan Stokes, with special thanks to audio engineer extraordinaire Stephanie Newman. Remember to keep supporting equity in the arts and tune in next week for Good Measure.